Never again say you're pro-gun. I want you to say you're pro-rights. Because the antis think guns are bad. So if you say you're pro-gun and they're anti-gun, they think that's the right position. But if you're pro-rights, what does that make them? Anti-rights. You win that on the words. They kill us on the words. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about. How many of you have one of these and like it? Guns save lives. That's right. That's what we're going to talk about today. You all got one of these. There's a politically corrected glossary in the back here, and you're going to change your language. You're going to start talking about being pro-rights, pro-freedom, and pro-self-defense, because they're anti-rights, anti-freedom, anti-self-defense, and you start winning the debate if you start changing the language. Now, I'm a right. Thank you. I'm a writer, and words is how this debate is won. You like that little sticker? How would you like this? We put this up in Phoenix on an $11,000 contract on bus shelters, and the city of Phoenix said we don't have to be burdened with that message and tore it down. So we sued City Hall, and after 4 years, we won. Now, you can do this, too, and you should do this. How many of you from out of state? Out of this state. I need one person from Illinois and all the rest of you. It cost us about $150 per bus stop per month. They're 6 feet high. They're right in your face when you drive. They're lit up at night. And we won this case unanimously, so the other cities are going to have a hard time stopping you. And how did we do it? You have a blue flyer on your table that looks like this, and it describes how we did it. And here was the key. You want to do something and have an effect? Well, we put together a coalition of firearms industry players in our state. And we went to them and said, look, the media is not putting this message out. Let's put it out ourselves. And I said, write a check, give it to me, I'll put it in a separate bank account, and we'll use it to put up signs like this. And they said, that's a good idea. Now, you are honorable people. One of you in each state can go do this and put these up. And then the city of Phoenix said, we don't want that message up. It was complicated. You can go to this website, gunlaws.com, and push the button for this stuff and read all about it, read the case, read the filings if you're so inclined. But you can get these up. And when the city tore these down, what did we do? We put these up. Guns stop crime. They said, you can't say guns save lives. And this little text that basically says guns are good, because they said, that's not commercial enough. You have to say a commercial message. Well, this is commercial. It takes you to a website where you learn gun safety and gun training, and you pay for ranges. So we put up this one, Guns Stop Crime, and instead of saying guns are good and we have good gun laws, we said, buy guns! Bless you. Bless you. You can't say that anymore either. It's all about language. Well, the city couldn't stop us on this. We won the bus stop challenge with the Goldwater Institute's help, the Scharf Norton Center for Constitutional Litigation at the Goldwater Institute. And these are back up. We've had both of these up for a while. 1 million people a day saw them. Now we're reaching 500,000 people a day. That's how you do it. And you can do it. You go to the largest gun operation in your state. We have Dillon, we have Ruger, we have gun ranges. They're on the back of this, and in fact, Dillon and Ruger we're still working on. They're a little reticent. Well, it's a local outfit, and we're national. We're working on them. They understand it. We get the message out. You can get these stickers. I suggest you wear them when you fly home. I wear my button. If you go to gunlaws.com, you reach me. I still have a few buttons in my pocket, okay? Here's one. Lucky somebody. The guys at TSA ask for the button. They love it. I take it right off my jacket and give it to them. And then I go around the corner and put on another one. This message is important, and you reach people, but you got to be willing to do it. How hard is that? It's not really hard. So, are you willing to do that? Put together an industry coalition? Go talk to the biggest gun manufacturer in your local area? This artwork is available without copyright, without any conditions. Just go to the gunlaws.com website, download it, make it, find an artist who can put it together, talk to the local ad agency. They want the money, $150 for a month. Now, we bought 50 bus shelters for months and months and months, and the city tore it down. We got more publicity out of them tearing it down than anything else. I mean, this worked great. It's a good logo, and now we have this in USA Today. We put together sponsors to do what we call the first responders report. Who's the first responder in a crime? We are. Who are the second responders? The police. They show up afterwards to take a report and string crime tape after you stop the criminal. So we use this same logo. Alan Gottlieb asked me to be here so that I could start this as a national trend. It's a nice logo. It's real warm and fuzzy. It's a heart. It makes you feel good. It's smiley typeface. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's three words. Let the antis argue. Well, guns don't save lives. Guns kill people. Let them say it. Let them fight us on our terms. You stop saying, I'm pro-gun, and you start saying, I'm pro-rights. How about you? It really catches them by surprise. There's a lot of words like that. I carry a sidearm, not a handgun, because they're scared of handguns. They don't know what to say about a sidearm. They want to talk about assault weapons. I tell them assault is a kind of behavior. It's not a kind of firearm. I tell them, well, do you own any assault weapons? Well, I have some household firearms, the same as you find in any American household. Of course, in my case, it might be belt fed and water cooled. We've got to change the dialogue. We've got to get our message out. Guns save lives. I got plenty of extra stickers if you want. Right? You get the idea? You get the message? So now, is anybody in here pro-gun? You guys are as dumb as they say you are. You're pro-rights. You're pro-freedom. You're pro-liberty. It's not the gun lobby. It's the biggest civil rights organization on the face of the earth. This is about freedom. This is about freedom. This is about your right to exist. This is about plain, ordinary American freedom. And when they say you're a radical or you're an extremist, you tell them you're a moderate. You're a centrist. You believe in religion, morality, low taxation, individual responsibility, constitution, rule of law. You believe in the core American values. We're the moderates and the centrists. They're the extremists, right? So if somebody says you're never call yourself a right-wing extremist again, you're a moderate, you're a centrist, you believe in gun ownership and going to a religious ceremony. These are good things. Limited government, low taxation, right? This is what it's about. And thank you very much. I won this case. I wrote this book with Dave Koppel, who's not here. I'll be glad to autograph one for you. I know Gore is here.